Thanks for joining us at The Zealous Disposition, where positive positions on life are shared through dialogue, stories, and other experiences. And now your host, Mr. Zach D.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Zealous Disposition Podcast. Today, I will be sharing some thoughts I have about diet and nutrition. I'd like to open with a question. How is your diet and nutrition? Are you practicing good nourishment? I ask this because it's been a few months since the new year passed. And as we all know, the new year is when we make resolutions to become a better person or improve certain aspects of our lives. One of the most common resolutions is to get in shape, or you could say something centered around diet and nutrition. That's why we see a spike in gym memberships and articles promoting diets during the beginning of the new year. So as with always, before we continue, let's define diet and nutrition so we can be on the same page. Definitions are from dictionary.com. Diet, noun. Food and drink, considered in terms of its qualities, composition, and its effects on health. Example, milk is a wholesome article of diet. Two, a particular selection of food, especially as designed or prescribed to improve a person's physical condition or to prevent or treat a disease. Example, a diet low in sugar. 3. Such a selection or a limitation on the amount a person eats for reducing weight. Example, no pie for me, I'm on a diet. 4. The foods eating as by a particular person or group. Example, the native diet consists of fish and fruit. 5. Food or feed habitually eaten or provided. The rabbits were fed a diet of carrots and lettuce. 6. Anything that is habitually provided or partaken of. Television has given us a steady diet of game shows and soap operas. And now we have a verb, such as dieted or dieting, which means to regulate the food of, especially in order to improve the physical condition. Now we have definition of nutrition, a noun. We have one, the act or process of nourishing or being nourished. 2. The science or study of, or a course of study in, nutrition, especially of humans. 3. The process by which organisms take in and utilize food material. 4. Food nutriment. 5. The pursuit of this science as an occupation or profession. And since throughout both of those definitions we have the word nourish or nourishment, let's define nourish. Nourish is a verb, so used with an object. 1. We have to sustain with food or nutriment, supply with what is necessary for life, health, and growth. 2. To cherish, foster, keep alive. 3. To strengthen, build up, or promote. So, now that our definitions are established, let's explore more on diet and nutrition. So, how did this topic come about? As mentioned earlier, the new year just passed, which yields the whole get in shape and be healthy goal. It's just about everywhere we look. The topic seems to be pushed down our throats, as we're almost force-fed to think about diet and nutrition. Now, when it comes to diet and nutrition, I could tell when I haven't been eating well, and I'm sure you can too. You know, I have a lack of focus. I feel sluggish and unmotivated, and daily stress affects me more when I eat too much junk. My productivity at work drops, and I don't feel like exercising, and then I'm too tired to be present when I get home. I really don't like feeling like that, and I know harnessing the energy I need takes more than an occasional Red Bull and a pack of delicious Little Debbie mini chocolate frosted donuts. Oh man, pop those bad boys in the freezer and it's on. As tempting as it may be, I have to be mindful of what I take in. I have to be mindful of the quality of my diet, my nutritional level, and how I nourish my body. Why? Because I owe it to myself and I owe it to my family to be as healthy as I possibly could be. Another reason is because I know what we take in greatly impacts what's available to give out. Quality in, quality out. Junk in, junk out. So to help me combat the temptation of Red Bulls and mini donuts, I've started to research diet and nutrition. I began with the basics, which landed me at the 2015 and 2020 dietary guidelines on the healthy.gov website. What is the dietary guidelines? The dietary guidelines is a report from the U.S. Department of Human Health Services and the USDA containing nutritional and dietary information and guidelines for the general public. Pretty much, it provides information and recommendations for healthy eating. Speaking of recommendations, one area that I like in the guidelines is the key recommendations section. This section lists healthy eating patterns, which include a variety of vegetables, fruits, grains, fat-free or low-fat dairy, oils, and a variety of protein foods such as seafood, lean meats, and poultry, eggs, legumes, you know, beans and peas, nuts, seeds, and soy products. The key recommendations section even lists what to limit for healthy eating patterns, which includes saturated fats, trans fats, added sugars, and sodium. So it looks like the 2015-2020 dietary guidelines may be a good starting point for the basics. But what if I have specific needs and wants? There has to be something out there, right? And there is. There's different types of diets to address that. So let's look at a few of the different types of diets real quick. We have 1, the Atkins diet, dealing with low carb intake. 2, the Zone diet. It deals with having 40% carbs, 30% fats, and 30% protein. 3, we have the Vegetarian diet, eating mostly veggies. And there are subcategories in this diet as well, but it mainly deals with eating mostly your vegetables. You have 4, the Vegan diet, where you don't partake in animal-based products. 5, the Pescatarian diet, where seafood replaces land animals and birds. Then 6, you have the Mediterranean diet. Emphasis is on lots of plant foods, fresh fruits, beans, nuts, whole grains, seeds, olive oil, cheese, yogurts, fish, poultry, small amounts of red meat, and low to moderate amounts of red wine. Those seem like pretty good diets with different nutritional values to help nourish the body. Looking at the diets just mentioned and referring back to the definitions, we have, for diet, things that are habitually provided or partaken of. For nutrition, we have a process of nourishing. And for nourish, we have something to strengthen and build up. Now, the list of different types of diets is definitely longer than the 6 I mentioned. But there are 2 diets I think would be beneficial to a healthy lifestyle, but I didn't find them on any list. These 2 are the optical diet and the auditory diet. The optical diet, the diet of taking in what we see. In other words, what we watch on TV, what we look at on the internet, the types of things we read, the things we take in with our eyes. The auditory diet, the diet of taking in what we hear, the things we listen to, the music we listen to, the stories we listen to, aka gossip. These diets are often paired and combined as one, but they can be experienced as a standalone diet. They can either be good or bad, positive or negative. It all depends on what type of lifestyle we want and which lifestyle we feed. Using the same definitions, an unhealthy lifestyle can be unhealthy things that are habitually provided or partaken of. Could be a process of nourishing what's unhealthy, and something to strengthen and build the unhealthy negative aspects of our lives. Conversely, a healthy lifestyle can be healthy things that are habitually provided or partaken of. Could be a process of nourishing what's healthy, and something to strengthen and build up the healthy positive aspects of our lives. Our diets and lifestyle have to complement each other. A healthy diet complements a healthy lifestyle. We slowly become what we digest. We slowly become what we take in. And what we digest directs our minds, our thoughts, and our actions. We can't intake junk and expect to be healthy or expect to perform at optimum levels. Let's take a quick look at a verse as we wrap up this episode. Proverbs 4:23, the NIV version. Above all, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Our heart can also represent our mind. Remember, what we take in, as in what we digest, greatly impacts what's available to give out. Quality in, quality out. Junk in, junk out. And now I close with the same question I asked in the beginning. How is your diet and nutrition? Are you practicing good nourishment? And as with always, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to visit us on Facebook, Instagram, or email us at zealousdisposition@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to The Zealous Disposition. And remember, as iron sharpens iron, so one man another. Sharpen yourselves and sharpen those around you.